Hello and welcome to our Wednesday night Purium Health Products Consumer Education Conference Call. My name is Amy and I'm going to be the moderator tonight, and we have with us David Sandoval, who's an author and a researcher and an expert in nutrition. David, are you with us on the line tonight?
I am, and thank you for being here as well.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, I wanted to cover just a couple of administrative things before we jump into the subject matter of tonight, which is autism, and going over our autism battle plan that you have put together for us. But again, I wanted to remind people that we do here at Purium Health Products believe that knowledge is power, and so we encourage you to share the knowledge that we're sharing with you tonight. And the first way to do that is we have a replay line where we will make this call available for replay starting Friday by calling 212-461-8911. Also, we will permanently archive this call on our website at www.phporder.com and clicking on the Education tab and then clicking on the section called Listen and Learn. So we try to make it as easy as possible for you to re-access and to share this information that we're giving out tonight.
Excellent. And I wanted to remind everybody that Amy and I, we are not doctors. We don't play doctors on TV. We are just regular folks who believe that the research that we do is going to be beneficial to the people who come to us for advice. We have a call, and it is recorded, and it's an instructional call called How to Talk to Your Doctor About Nutrition. And the reason why is because we want to enlist the help of doctors, just as you have enlisted our help, because you're the master of your destiny. You're the master of your body, and you do have the right to make decisions that are in your best interest. And we believe that education is key. So we're going to tell you about things that we've learned. We're going to give you our opinion. But remember that we're not doctors. We're not giving medical advice. You should always continue to do research. You should consult a trusted holistic doctor, one who has knowledge of nutrition, and then make the best decision for you and your family.
Awesome, absolutely. And we encourage everyone to go to our website. We have lots of educational materials. Again, that's www.phporder.com. You'll also see as a banner on the homepage, we have monthly specials that you can take advantage of. And for the month of April, we have two products on special. We have our Women's Defense. We also have our Men's Defense on special. And the special for each one is you buy one product, you get the second product at half price. So always regularly check out our website, see what's new. We also have a special on our animal products. Buy two bottles and get the third bottle for free on our Great Stuff for Cats and Great Stuff for Dogs. So I just wanted to mention there's lots of reasons to check out our website, to check out our monthly specials, and to see all the new information that we have under our education section.
Absolutely. And I think that it's very cool in that, I don't know if anybody noticed, but I was on some television shows, one was an excellent Christian Family Net, I believe was the name of the network, Christian show on Family Net, and just wonderful hosts. We got to talk about, you know, some basic nutrition and, you know, how people could sleep better and take better care of themselves. And we've really gotten a lot more attention, it seems, now that people are focusing on what is really important, when people are focusing on their health and their wellness, their ability to enjoy the quality of life that they're so lucky to have. And now that you can't appease yourself with expensive, you know, things that you buy or vacations that you take or gifts that you give or receive, the real things that matter are being revealed. And that is, of course, very, very important for our company, because we believe that we have, you know, products that address what is truly important in our lives and the issues that are truly important, which is, as I said, health and the, you know, and our ability to be around for the people that we love and for the people that love us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I wanted to mention another thing. We are having a couple of live events coming up. If you would like to attend, or if you'd like to check out the live events, again, please go to the website. There's a live event happening in the Los Angeles area in Toluca Lake on Thursday night, this coming Thursday, actually tomorrow, with David Sandoval. It's being hosted by Tina Castaldi, again, in Toluca Lake, California. That's in the Los Angeles metro area. There's also an event happening on April 29th in Boca Raton, Florida. That's being hosted by William Cohen. So please check out the website for the details, the RSVP numbers. And again, if you'd like to see Dave live and you're in the LA area or the Boca Raton, Florida area, we've got events coming up in the month of April for you.
And I'm telling you, nothing is more exciting to me. Nothing sort of gets me, more motivated than when people take time out of their lives and get in their car, get on the bus, take a bike, walk, hitchhike, it doesn't matter, carpool with a friend. When I see a room full of people who have taken time out of their life, like you have done tonight, to improve their lives, to learn and to embrace the knowledge, to me, that really motivates me. And we are going to have some free goodies. I can't say what, but there'll be some free goodies that will make you attending these events absolutely well worth it and well worth the investment of your time. And so please do. If it's not you, maybe it's someone you know. Let them know about these events. Come on out, because there's nothing better than meeting you in person. And so I'm really looking forward to these events.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into the information or the meat of our call tonight, which is going to be talking about autism and going over the Purium Health Products Autism Battle Plan. And I just kind of wanted to start out by saying let's leave all preconceived notions at the door. We're going to be talking about some things that you may or may not believe in. A lot of commonly held beliefs about autism might be shattered tonight. And there's been several instances throughout history where things that were absolutely unquestionable truths or what seem to be unquestionable truths have been proven wrong. And a lot of people have suffered, while this was going on. And so Dave's going to tell us about a few things in history that we can point to where these unquestioned truths have been proven wrong. And then we're going to talk about some of the things that we thought were for sure about autism that perhaps are not so for sure these days.
Well, exactly. There's a lot of any time I want to say that there are such innocent victims, any time that you have children who have no say whatsoever in in other words, these children who develop autism, they didn't choose it. Nothing that they did made it happen. And so this is extremely delicate territory. And Amy and I, in no way, shape, or form, want to treat this delicately, treat this anything other than delicately, but at the same time, Amy and I are responsible for sharing with you the truths that we find. And some of those truths are very cutting edge. Some of them have been around for 10,000 years, but we need to share them with you. So, first of all, a couple of things, simple things. There were an extreme number of babies being born with tubal defects, things like spina bifida. And we found out that it was simply a lack of folate or folic acid in the mother's diet. And since that has been learned, and doctors have been encouraging mothers to eat more folate-rich foods like vegetables, green vegetables especially, then folic acid deficiency has been very, very rare. And spina bifida has been all but eliminated due to this awareness that it was something as simple as a dietary, the lack of green vegetables, imagine, leading to spina bifida and simply adding folate-rich foods, reversing it. Seems miraculous almost, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So a lot of suffering has been
alleviated.
Alleviated, exactly.
With simple dietary modifications. And, before they found out it was a folic acid, do you know how many theories there were? Do you know how many crazy treatments and drugs were tried?
Oh, I'm sure there was a ton.
That's right. Now let's take another thing. Let's go back in history. Let's look at a time when it seemed very logical. Everybody said, you know why the rich and the privileged class, if you would, do you know why they are so crazy and insane? Is because of all the inbreeding. They keep marrying their cousins. The kings marry, you know, the queens and sisters and blah, 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 blah. So pretty soon, it's inevitable that they'll have these mental deficiencies. And because it made so much sense, because it certainly was logical and it had been proven that inbreeding does cause certain mental deficiencies, then everybody assumed that that was the reason for the insanity that was prevalent among the kings and queens and the barons and the rulers. But it turned out to be, it was lead poisoning from all of the and mercury from all of the high class things that they used, like the heavy chalices and the working with various metals in their plates and their serviceware. All of these things led to excess heavy metals in their body, and as a consequence, lead crystal and heavy chalices, they led to the heavy metal toxicity, which manifested itself as insanity. And so these are things that have happened in history. And in Tokyo disease, when we talk about how the Japanese began to eat white rice, and soon tens of thousands suffered from beriberi. And when they tried to simply, for example, when the people in the army told the people in the Navy, they figured out that by eating brown rice that they could stop having beriberi. The people in the Navy were so arrogant, they said, "You Army people, you're nothing but foot soldiers. How could you tell us how to eat?" And so the Navy continued to suffer from unprecedented levels of beriberi long after the Army had completely eliminated the condition simply due to their arrogance, Amy.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. Yeah, so that's why I said let's check all our preconceived notions at the door and listen to the information that you've researched over the last year and a half, and over your whole life or your span of researching nutrition. And why don't we start by just telling everyone or explaining a little bit more thoroughly what is autism. I know that you mentioned that it can affect obviously innocent children, but it can also affect adults, as one of the callers asked about a few moments ago. So why don't you explain that a little bit more, Dave?
Well, there is an autism spectrum. Autism isn't just the most severe cases that we know about. The root cause of autism manifests itself as ADD, ADHD, as well as an inability to simply assimilate information in an orderly fashion, known as SIDS, the spectrum integrative disorder, and so and leading all the way up to autism. And it is an often severe developmental and behavior disorder that once was thought to be permanent, that causes a defect or defects in brain function. Now, up until now, science has not identified a single cause or cure that everyone can agree on. The disorder is sometimes characterized by an inability to communicate in a normal manner, intellectual retardation, many times the incapacity to develop social, personal, or human relationships. Autistic individuals can show a pronounced unresponsiveness to love and affection. Oftentimes they might form attachments, but not always to people. And so while there are many varying degrees of severity, and many parents of autistic children may not be aware of this, there are functioning adult autistic individuals out there. It's just that we don't call them autistic. We might, give that a different name because autism wasn't identified. We might call them slow or something like that. But the bottom line is that there is autism that is on a full spectrum of severity. It affects all age groups, and I think we need to be aware of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's new evidence that's being compiled all the time that suggests with diligent, constant, and intensive therapies, with an educated focus on diet and nutrition, as well as eliminating food allergens and detoxifying the body, that these children and perhaps adults can emerge from the condition to some degree and have a very much greater quality of life than once thought. It was, you were not sentenced, if you will, you were diagnosed with autism and it was going to be there for the rest of your life. But there are many ways of reawakening parts of the mind that once seemed shut down and living without the specter of autism.
Yeah, the amazing thing is, while there were isolated results, in other words, you heard of people with unlimited amounts of money like Jenny McCarthy, who with $10,000 a week or more in therapy and treatments and nutrition and all of these things was able to, you know, essentially eliminate 80 to 90% of the autistic symptoms in her child, and that's amazing, and God bless her. The thing is that most of us aren't going to have the $5 million it's now anticipated it's going to take. So remember that only a few years ago, autism was off the radar. It was unknown and often confused with Down syndrome, mental retardation. Many in the medical community thought autism, didn't even exist. It wasn't on their radar. Now, this troubling condition is being studied, and insights into its cause, care, and treatment are starting to emerge. New evidence suggests that autism is at near epidemic proportions. And parents, rich and poor, are affected, and that's why we've created the Autism Battle Plan. It helps people to understand and cope with the condition, but more importantly, we believe it will be a guide for you to have tremendous results at home, working with your children, or if you want to contact me, I could put you in touch with the specialists who absolutely changed my life. So I need to tell a very quick story, then I want Amy to get into the causes of autism, the ones that we have now revealed. But something very incredible happened to me. My phone rang, and someone told me that they had been working with autism and they wanted to talk to me about it. And I get these calls all of the time, and they told me that they knew things about autism that no one else knew, and I get these calls all the time. And they said that they had evidence that, that what they had learned was dramatically effective. I do not get that all the time. So I asked them to send that video evidence. And when they did, it brought tears to my eyes. It stunned me. It, in fact, motivated me to redirect a significant amount of my effort toward the re-education process, as controversial as it might be. Because in my mind, these clinicians have significantly unraveled the mystery that we call autism, and some of the causes might surprise you.
Absolutely. Well, let me list a few of the causes, and I know you have some comments about each one, but the absolute underlying cause is still an unknown. However, many causative factors occurring both during pregnancy as well as infancy have been proposed, and those include a phytate-rich foods, or a diet rich in phytate-rich foods such as soy and grains.
Now,
phytate is something I don't think the general public is familiar with, Dave. It's not something even me being in the nutrition industry was really that familiar with until it came up with this autism battle plan.
Absolutely. In fact, if you look up phytic acid, it says this is a beneficial compound in the body that helps you eliminate things like excess iron and excess magnesium that might actually oxidize and contribute to cellular breakdown. So phytates are a very positive thing in the scientific community, because no one ever imagined that you would get so many phytates that they would do their job in excess and thus cause a severe imbalance. You see, because in the past, the amount of phytates you got was relatively low, and the job that they needed to do was relatively easy. What we've found in autistic children is that the phytates are so rich, so predominant in the mother and the child's diet, that the phytic acid becomes so predominant in the body that it begins to overprotect the body and actually eliminate minerals that need, like iron and magnesium, and they artificially eliminate them. They are their antidotes, And as a consequence, we have severe deficiencies of minerals that otherwise most people don't have any problem with. And so one of the problems with phytates is that the autistic child doesn't have the ability to, like, balance the use of phytates. The phytates overwork. They do too much work and create imbalances themselves.
And
now,
so
soy used in baby formulas is probably something that needs to be rethought, like, immediately.
Absolutely, absolutely. And unfortunately, any baby that has a reaction to the regular formula or doesn't want to breastfeed, if they have any type of allergic reaction, they're immediately put on soy, which is which is pretty crazy.
They used to do goat's milk, and now they do soy, remember?
Right, absolutely. So you mentioned a severe imbalance of minerals could be a causative factor. Fetal alcohol syndrome.
Well, let's just examine the minerals very quickly. What is happening is there's far too much manganese and far too much phytic acid, and this draws away the magnesium, the iron, and some of the other important minerals. And so one of the things we want to do is put foods in the body that are going to be high in iron and high in manganese, but low in, and high in magnesium, but low in manganese and low in phytic acid.
Absolutely. Again, fetal alcohol syndrome has been known to be or been proposed to be a causative factor, as well as, I know you're going to have some comments on this one, infant vaccination.
Now, here's the thing. Let me tell you a quick story so that before this story, it sets the table. There was a time when naturopathic doctors readily recommended cranberry juice because they said that it helped with urinary tract infections. And so it was actually told, I heard naturopaths saying this, that there's something in cranberry that kills the bacteria, and so you should drink cranberry juice and it'll help stop the urinary tract infections caused by bacteria, right?
Absolutely.
So they did a bunch of studies and they proved that there was nothing in cranberry that killed bacteria. And so then the scientific community said, see, we proved that this, naturopathic, folk tale or whatever, urban legend. Then other studies were done that said there is nothing in cranberry that kills bacteria or viruses. However, there is something in cranberry that will not let them adhere to the lining of your urinary tract. And so as a consequence, when you drink cranberry juice, even though none of the bacteria are killed, every time you urinate, they are flushed out because they cannot hold on to or adhere to the lining of your urinary tract. So the end result was that cranberry, of course, is very good for urinary tract infections. It was the reason why that was wrong. Does that make any sense?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
So let's get to infant vaccinations. We never are going to approve of infant vaccinations in the way that they're currently done, the way that they're bundled, that multiple are given at the time of life that they're given. We believe that that is fundamentally wrong. However, there has been so much attention focused on vaccinations as the root cause, the sole cause, the triggering factor in autism that we have failed to properly examine other alternatives. It's like detectives who are sure that the boyfriend did it or the girlfriend did it,
right,
and they don't think about the neighbor.
To any other suspects, right. And then,
exactly. And so what's happened here is we keep rounding up the usual suspects, but the thing is that in this certain circumstance, we do know that those vaccinations cause inflammation. And we know that inflammation is a triggering factor for a number of conditions, and we are not dismissing the fact that vaccinations are a causative factor. But I want everybody to realize that there has been an unnecessary amount of energy focused on what I believe is only an accomplice at best and absolutely not the prime suspect.
Exactly.
For the reasons, as noted, because we now know that the main cause are the things that we noted with phytates and minerals, etc., and this is only a causative factor.
And while we probably could do a whole entire call about infant vaccinations, there's so much information to talk about there. We're going to leave it at that for now, as it is
It is very controversial, but I will tell you that as much evidence exists that infant vaccinations are harmless as exists that they are harmful, we are not going to win that battle no matter how long we fight it. And right now, we could be saving children from autism and save that battle. They say, choose your battles well. Let's save the children first and fight that battle second.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's mention a couple other of these causative or proposed causative factors. One would be a decrease in serotonin activity in the central nervous system.
Caused by the number one and number two.
Okay. Food allergies, like we already talked about, or there's many common allergens, and including the soy that are being given to, you know, very young infants in soy-based formulas.
And let's point out right here, Amy, because I'm glad that you mentioned that for the longest time, remember, everybody was saying gluten, 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 avoid anything with gluten, remember?
Right.
Well, guess what? It's not the gluten. It's the fact that everywhere there's gluten, there are phytates. Wherever there's gluten, there's even more phytates.
Oh, I see.
Here's the thing that blew my mind. We used to recommend flax seeds because they're high in omega-3s and have no gluten. With this new information that has been brought to us by these researchers, we now find out in my research that flax seeds are very high in phytates.
So that's
so
actually anti, right?
Out.
Mm-hmm.
Flax seeds are out. So we have to drop our commonly, a lot of times we need to let go of our commonly held beliefs in order to move forward. There was a time you could be killed for saying the world was round because the church said it was flat, and it was blasphemy to say anything but that. Let's be willing to break down to rebuild.
Absolutely, absolutely. So food allergies are a big proposed causative factor, as well as yeast infections, candida. And
what causes yeast infections? All those white foods, white flour,
white sugar,
all those foods that also are rich in phytates and also are rich in manganese, but not very high in magnesium or iron.
Absolutely, absolutely. As well as a deficiency of digestive enzymes.
Particularly phytase. Phytase is the enzyme that breaks down, phytic acid.
Right.
And very few foods have phytase.
Absolutely. And then, so you're kind of going in this spot downward spiral. If you have a deficiency in digestive enzymes, you're going to be more prone to food allergies.
Exactly. Doesn't it stand to reason, Amy, that the child who may have poor digestion, who may have too much phytic acid, who may have had, you know, a mother with a yeast infection that was leading to fetal alcohol syndrome, who may have also gotten their immunizations. You see, we're putting straws on that camel's back.
Exactly.
Which one breaks the back? We're pretty sure it's the phytates.
Right. As well as lead and heavy metal poisoning has been proposed as a causative factor. Also, a genetic predisposition for development of the disease.
Notice that's way at the bottom of the list. We put that in there for all of you doctors out there who insist.
In the scientific literature, right.
They're always going to make you put the genetic link in there, so we'll do that.
Exactly. Well, let's talk a little bit about some facts that we found interesting. More than 500,000 people in the U.S. have autism, which occurs in as many as 1 in 150 births. However, only 10 years ago, the number was only 1 in 100,000 births. Whoa, that is pretty dramatic.
That's a serious uptick.
Increase. Whoa, it went from 1 in 100,000 to now 1 in 150. Wow. Autism is the most common developmental disorder among newborn boys today. So it definitely looks like it is affecting more boys than girls.
Correct. And now remember that autism at one time was thought to be caused by parental neglect. This is one of those the world is flat type of, you know, solutions.
Absolutely.
We don't know the answer. Let's
blame it
on
the parents.
What else, Amy?
Exactly. Many children afflicted with autism show an extraordinary talent in the specific areas such as art, music, or mathematics.
Could I explain that very quickly?
Sure.
Okay, imagine that you have different parts of your brain. Let's say every part of your brain makes you a complete basketball player. One of your parts teaches you to dribble. The other one teaches you to jump. The other one teaches you to defend. And one teaches you how to shoot free throws. Well, let's say that all of your energy is trapped into only one part of your brain. Let's say all the hallways that lead your brain to communicate with each other are closed. The doors are shut down. That's what autism does. It stops the brain. It shuts down the brain's ability to communicate with each other. So all the parts that make a complete basketball player aren't there. You're trapped in a room shooting free throws, and you shoot 1,000 free throws in a row, and pretty soon you're the best free throw shooter there are, but you can't play basketball. See, an autistic child is developing a singular talent because they're stuck in a certain room inside that giant house that we call a brain. And that single room is the only room that they're practicing or developing. That's why they have the savant or, there are so many savant cases within autistic children.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, remember Rain Man, right? The movie
exactly.
Rain Man? Right. Unfortunately, only 1 in 20 autistic children currently show any improvement by adulthood. Typically, children with an IQ above 50 can do moderately well, and some can attain normal adjustment with the appropriate therapy.
And I'm absolutely proof of that. So,
no,
but seriously, you guys, let's think about this. Right now, 1 in 20 autistic children show any improvement by adulthood.
Wow, that's something that, yeah.
Any improvement, okay?
Wow.
That means being able to go to the bathroom by yourself? I don't think so. What I'm talking about right now is, and we're about to get into this, into the actual things that you're going to do, but you know, the truth is that $5 million is what they are currently, we cannot let this be turned into an industry where people are making money off the suffering of our children. We can't let this happen, and Amy and I are not going to let it happen while we have an ounce of energy to do something about it. Remember that, and please don't take this wrong, but there was a time when we were told, if somebody's overweight, just leave them alone. Don't tell them, don't stigmatize them. Don't tell them it's wrong to be heavy, because then you're giving them low self-esteem. Well, we're also giving them heart disease and diabetes and an early death. So I'm not saying that you should go up to somebody and say, hey, you're fat, you got to lose weight or you're going to die. That's stupid. But you can tell somebody, I care about you. Do you know the dangers? You know, and are you interested in doing something to help yourself? Is there anything wrong with that? So why can't we admit that, yes, there are heavy people who are healthy, and there's nothing wrong if you have if you're thick or if you carry a few extra pounds. And you know what? And there's nothing wrong if your child's a little bit slow and isn't the smartest kid in your class. But let's do everything we can to develop that brain. Let's do everything we can to free them from what's holding them back. Why wouldn't we do that? Why wouldn't we admit that we want to do that? The reason why is because we're so frustrated with the lack of possibilities of potential success, the frustration of an answer that they've told us to accept it, and we will not accept it. We will fight it to the bitter end because these are innocent children who deserve more. And we will not accept it. We will not turn them into an industry to be made money off of. We want to free the parents from the insecurities that they're having and let them know that there is hope. If you can improve 5 or 10%, that's fantastic. 50 to 60% is a miracle. 70 to 80% is, in my opinion, achievable. But the right things have to be done and with the right guidance. If you're a parent, very quickly, you already know this, so Amy's going to run through the signs and symptoms, and then we're going to get into some recommended protocols.
Awesome. Well, some signs and symptoms are obviously a language disorder, could be mental retardation, could be compulsive behaviors or self-destructive behaviors. Hyperactivity is a sign. Auditory hypersensitivity is a sign. Profound social despondency. is another sign, low birth weight, parrot-like repetition of words or phrases. Could be a sign or symptom, and also just irrational outbursts and paranoia seem to be signs and symptoms of autistic behavior.
Now, when we're talking about language disorder, we're talking about many times not even talking.
Right.
Compulsive behavior, this is like doing something over and over. Self-destructive behavior, hitting their head against the wall, hyperactivity, and an inability to sit still and pay attention to anything. Noises just bother them. It's always too loud. Everybody's irritating them because they're talking too loud, or the TV's too loud, or the teacher's too loud. Profound social despondency. That means they don't make friends, and that means they're lonely. They have a low birth weight oftentimes, which shows that, you know, that the mom might not have been eating right the whole time, or that the baby was born too soon. They might repeat what you say but not understand it, and it is very common for them to be angry, irrational, to have outbursts, to be stubborn, and absolutely demanding of your attention when they want it. So these are common. If you're the parent of a autistic child, you love them. They are your precious possession, and you learn to deal with all of these symptoms. However, we believe that we could begin to minimize them, and we want to show you how. So, Amy, do you want to take us down into the recommended protocols that have been developed in an abbreviated fashion with the clinicians that I met and the work that they're doing and what is working with the families that they're having such tremendous success with?
Well, absolutely, and first I just wanted to repeat that Dave and I are certainly not doctors, and we do not proclaim to be doctors. We're not giving medical advice. We're just passing along information that we have researched and that we have, been given by these clinicians that are researching this subject absolutely full-time. And one of the most important things that they have found and Dave has found in his research is that it's having to do with food, like Dave mentioned earlier. The foods that you do not eat are just as important as the foods that you do eat. And we're going to give you a list. It's also available on our Autism Battle Plan, which is on the website at www.phporder.com. And so we're going to talk about the an approved list of foods, what you should eat, and then we'll talk about additional foods after they are tested to meet our standards. But diet, as far as protein goes, you want to...
But reiterate, please, Amy, that, we have to be... Anything that's not on this list, you just can't have.
Right.
And that's a period, amen, and end of story.
Right, exactly.
So be creative. Mix and match these things that we're going to talk about. But that's it. Until we approve more foods, and we guarantee you that they're not going to harm your child.
Exactly. And so it's hard. We're not saying this is easy, but for the benefit that your child can get from it, I'm sure it's absolutely worth it. So if we're going to start with protein in the diet, salmon is an approved source. Mackerel, sardines, catfish. So it looks like you've got four fish options that are approved. Raw soaked almonds, as well as hemp protein, are approved sources of dietary protein.
And, of course, we want to remind you that the secret to cooking fish for children is the fish must be fresh. If fish is fresh and it is cooked with nice, you could just get a pre-mixed spice mix for the, from the thing, a little bit of spices on the fish. And it tastes great. So let's make sure that you get fresh fish so your kids enjoy it, because one bad piece of fish, they'll hate fish for life.
Right. Absolutely. Now, as far as fruits, young coconuts, both the water and the meat, have proven to be amazing. Young mangoes, prunes, papayas, grapefruits, and cranberries are also on the approved list.
And remember that, cranberries, dry cranberries is a great finger food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though prunes seem really boring, they are like giant raisins, and if you just cut them up, you know, the kids like those as
and
well.
And they're sweet. Yeah, they're not. They're good.
They really are, and mangoes. And so you know, this is where you could have a little fun with the kids, you know, the mangoes, the papayas, the cranberries. That could be sort of like your treats. And so we encourage you, you know, to have some almonds, some soaked almonds and some cranberries and things like that around at all times for finger food, because kids love finger food.
Absolutely. Now, as far as your vegetables, we've got broccoli on the list, carrots, spinach, onions, cauliflower, beets, sweet potatoes, butternut squash, and parsley.
Now, remember that in many of the children, we found that just a bag with spinach leaves, you know, and they'll eat them like potato chips. I mean, they love them. When they're done, they'll ask for more. You know, obviously some of the other things, kids may not like cauliflower and beets so much, but there's no way you can't tell me you can make some sweet potatoes and butternut squash and some salmon.
Carrots.
Most kids
love carrots.
Pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use some of the onions to saute some flavor into the meats, into the fishes that we told you, you know, that you could have, as well as the parsley. So I think that there's really some good potential meals here that you could put together. Some of the fruits and nuts for snacks, some of the veggies and the meats for some of your core meals. And I think that you're going to do all right.
Absolutely. And as far as fats go, coconut oil is approved, butter, real butter, not margarine, and grapeseed oil.
And grapeseed oil is the only one that you could really, you know, fry at a high temperature. Not that you really want to do that, but in case you like to fry your fish, grapeseed oil would be the one that you use. Now, again, I want to tell you that the folks that I've been working with, they say that while the diet alone, if you're on this diet, that you could do that for month after month, and by the third month or so, you are going to see some pretty awesome changes. However, they noted that when you add nutritional supplements, that could be the time for dramatic change could be reduced by 60% or more, which means dramatic results within weeks, even days. In fact, I have to tell you that the folks that I'm working with, her name is Shauna. She's a wonderful naturopathic doctor. She's based in Colorado, and she has been working, and I can't say who they are, but it is a very high-profile autistic family who have several severely affected children, and the results that we have been getting have been so instant, so fast, so amazing. It's all being videotaped and documented. We are going to shock the world. And by using the supplements in addition to the diet, they have found that the correction of the physiology that we believe is necessary to reverse this condition is accelerated. So,
absolutely. Well, let's get into the nutritional supplements because we are running a little bit short on time here.
Perfect.
The first one, probably the most important to include in the diet, would be spirulina. Spirulina contains beta carotene. It contains vitamin B6. It contains magnesium. And scientific studies have conclusively shown that the combination of B6 and magnesium produces good results with autistic children and adults. So considerable research demonstrates that 30 to 60% of autistic children show significant behavioral and other benefits from the consumption of large quantities of B6 and magnesium.
Now, what's amazing is that spirulina is one of nature's richest sources of B vitamins and magnesium, and this was research that predated the clinicians who I'm working with. It is absolutely supported by their work. And additionally, beta carotene,
which is also very rich or very high in spirulina,
and iron, which is also very high in spirulina,
as a natural source. We're not introducing synthetic sources. These are food-based, following the Purium Health Products philosophy, you know, sources of these nutrients.
Exactly. So we're talking about having, you know, a significant amount of spirulina in a nice smoothie. We recommend, you know, getting, you know, some of the papayas or some mango, some, you know, young coconut water, mixing it together and making a nice smoothie with the organic spirulina is one way that you might want to do that. Additionally, as we said, enzymes that dramatically accelerate and assist the body in the breakdown of phytates. So we also strongly recommend the enzymes and probiotics because they will assist in that correction. And again, remember, phytates aren't bad. Manganese isn't bad. A lot of these things that we're getting to our body are simply there in far too high of a quantity, and they began to push out the good ones. And so it's just like any time, you know, it'd be like if you were, you know, if you needed to have balance and you had a dance and everybody who showed up were boys and the boys were sort of rowdy, so all the girls eventually left, you would not have a very good dance. So, you know, the bottom line is that in our body, balance is very important. And while phytates and manganese are important, they tend, when they are too high, to push other good things out of the body, and the enzymes and the probiotics are going to help us to correct that.
Absolutely. Now, some other nutritional products definitely worth mentioning would be the Master Amino Complex. This is a vegetarian protein source that feeds the brain vital proteins that moderate erratic behavior, like we've got in, like,
tryptophan.
Right, tryptophan, and which is a serotonin precursor that bypasses the blood-brain barrier.
Now, remember, one of the causes Amy gave you was an inability of serotonin to get into the brain.
Yes, absolutely. So this is something that could help with that causative condition. And we recommend or suggest to take one tablet for every 20 pounds of body weight daily.
That's, and remember that one of the other things that is happening with you know, autism is the brain, the receptor sites, the neuroreceptors get confused. And so we believe that, you know, Revivitol, which contains ginkgo biloba, in numerous studies it shows that ginkgo biloba has demonstrated platelet aggregation, improving blood flow to the brain and nervous system, and enhancing nerve cell function. But it also contains a powerful receptor cell-enhancing formula that was touted in Reader's Digest November 2003 on the front page as the end to aging because of its ability to restore the brain's ability to communicate interlobally, to have neuroreceptors and neurotransmission working in a nice synergy. So the Revivitol contains ginkgo, superoxide dismutase, and other powerful antioxidants that are very important. The number of antioxidants in the research by the clinical team that I'm working with, the number of antioxidants from food are a very important factor, and so Revivitol, I believe, fits perfectly into this protocol.
Absolutely. Another thing, because we've talked about the heavy metal poisoning or the lead toxicity, so we would recommend the Craxel Chlorella, which is a natural chelator of heavy metals.
Now, whether you're worried about the the mercury and the amalgam, or whether you're worried about the the lead that may be in some of the foods you eat, like fish. So if people say, "Well, I'm eating more fish," you know, shouldn't I be worried about the lead? And of course, there is small amounts of lead in fish when you get, you know, the bigger fish. However, when you're taking chlorella at the same time, it sort of counteracts that. So you really need the fish. It's the best source of protein and omega-3 fatty acids. However, definitely take some chlorella at the same time to mitigate the potential for metals and mercury and lead that may already be in your body's in the body, or may be introduced to the body if you are eating an increased amount of fish. And remember that the chlorella is very, very rich in chlorophyll, and chlorophyll increases the strength of your blood, and that's very important because many of these antioxidants that we're feeding are going to be carried through the blood. And so because of that, we strongly recommend Sea from Nature, and there's some good evidence about Sea from Nature, isn't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sea from Nature, or vitamin C, is thought to help reduce some of the symptoms of autistic behavior in research that's been done over the years. And we suggest, obviously, with our Purium Health Products philosophy, an all-natural, non-ascorbic acid-based vitamin C, which is obviously our C from Nature.
Exactly. And, you know, we do recommend, you know, butter, which some people wonder about, but butter has a natural fat called palmitic acid that actually enhances the way that the brain works. However, we recommend mixing about half and half with our organic tropic oil because tropic oil is a source of good fat. It's best when taken raw, so mixed with butter and, you know, and used, you know, on the veggies or something like that is great. But remember that the tropic oil is actually a good fat. It'll help you, you know, make the foods, you know, help satisfy, the brain and the body's need for fat. And again, it's really nice. And it is optional. I don't think the organic tropic oil is the most important thing by any means within this program. However, if you are going to cook your foods, as I said, the tropic oil or the grapeseed oil are two that are the only two that we really recommend that you use. As far as antioxidants go and the need to, you know, like increase melatonin and serotonin precursors, I strongly recommend a couple of other products. And Amy, I think you know what I'm getting at.
Absolutely. The Apothecary, which is our most potent form of antioxidant with over a 7,000 ORAC rating, the oxygen radical absorbance capacity rating. It's a natural source of melatonin and serotonin precursors, which is very beneficial. It's also a potent anti-inflammatory, potent antioxidant, and sleep inducer.
Many autistic children have difficulty sleeping. They toss and they turn. It could make them irritable. You know that when you don't sleep well, you're not at your best. So let's give them the best chance to sleep well, but also dramatically increase the amount of antioxidants and anti-inflammatory compounds, not to mention, help with the melatonin and serotonin type of activities. So if you want to sort of increase the benefit of that, the most ancient herb of all, aloe vera, has been proven in clinical studies that when taken together with melatonin to hold the antioxidants and the melatonin in the body significantly longer, 2 to 3 times longer than it otherwise would be suspended in blood serum. So we recommend the cherry and the aloe mixed together. And I want to tell you something, and that is that when you take these dietary modifications, when you incorporate them into your child's life, and when you take the recommended supplements, some or all, if you're only going to do a few, as Amy said, the spirulina, probably the C from Nature, and the master aminos might be the most important, the enzymes and the probiotics being a very close second. But whether you do everything we recommend or just part, you cannot go outside of the recommendations. You may not do everything we recommend, but you cannot add other foods or they will slow down or negate the benefits of the foods that we've recommended. I cannot emphasize that enough.
Absolutely. So you do need to follow the plan or adhere to the plan strictly. And like Dave mentioned, you don't have to do everything, but don't include other things in while you're doing this plan to get the maximum benefit from the plan.
Now we have, we are setting up visits. If you don't trust this plan as it is, you want a clinician to guide you, and you want to, you know, and you want to be, you know, under the care or the guidance of, you know, the clinicians that I've met, that can be arranged. I've already arranged it for dozens of other families. It's not free, though. This information that we're sharing with you, it's free. When you get the clinicians involved and you fly to visit them or they fly to visit you and you know, all of the things are done in that way. It is, of course, still relatively inexpensive compared to $5 million. It's practically free. But again, we want to let you know that we are not claiming to be the clinicians. We know the clinicians. They are working with us. We are working with them. And Amy was a little bit hesitant, but she wanted to let you know that we have decided, just like when Eric came to us and said, you know, I'm doing carrot every day and spirulina and I'm doing rice bran and I'm doing activated barley and I'm doing kamut. He said, you know, plus a bunch of other things. He said, but I usually mix all those things together in one single drink. Can't you put them all together so I don't have to carry 8 different supplements around all the time? And we did that, and we called it the Power Shake. Well, today, for the last several months, we have been working with the clinicians to develop a single potent shake, a Power Shake for autistic kids, that will essentially accomplish everything that we need to nutritionally in a single glass, 2 or 3 times a day. And we're very close to our final formula. Amy could tell you've been working diligently on it. We got out a few dozen samples to affected families in our test groups, and the initial results were fabulous. So please be patient. Be willing to use the individual parts, just like Eric did, until we got him the compounded formula all together. But we are working on this. It's something that we are passionate about. And so if you want additional assistance, if you want to be counseled, if you want to make a personal visit, if you want to spend time with the clinician, we are booked well into the future, but we are going to make special arrangements, so you need to contact us. We will get you to see the clinicians themselves if you want and need that. So please don't hesitate. And Amy, what would be the best way for people to contact us?
Well, please give us a call at customer service, or email is probably the best way, to info@phporder.com, and we will contact you back personally with the name and the contact information of the clinicians.
And the programs that are available.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I know that we've taken a little longer than usual, Amy, so thank you for your patience. I believe that pretty much concludes all of the core information that we intended to share with folks tonight. Do you want to wrap it up a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to remind people that this information is available on the replay line that will be starting Friday by calling 212-461-8911. Also, we've got the Autism Battle Plan on our website, phporder.com. Then go to the Education tab, go to Battle Plans. You'll find the Autism Battle Plan there. On Friday, you'll also find this call archived under the Education section on the website under Listen and Learn. So please use the website, use the resources on the website, and pass this along to anyone that you may think that they may find it useful. We sure hope that you do that. So thank you, Dave, for all the information. I'm going to stop the recording, and wish everybody a good night. You're going to stay for a few minutes of questions?
I absolutely am, yes.
Okay, great. Well, everybody have a wonderful evening. Please check out our website.
And before, Amy, explain to them, because I don't want 1,000 people in the background noise from everybody's calls, because we have a lot of people on tonight. So please, after Amy takes out of moderator mode, hit *6, and then if you want to ask a question, hit *6 again, and that will allow me to hear you. Otherwise, I might hear a lot of background noise when you unmute this.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And hitting *6 now doesn't work. I think you have to wait until after Amy unmutes it. Is that correct?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.